Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, and it's the 12th of November, and I'm recording at 10:01 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time in London. Okay, so how'd markets do here today? Japan, which had been strong yesterday, gained again today. Steady action overall, up. Nearly half a percentage point for the Nikkei 225. Hong Kong up over half a percent here today. And the Shanghai Composite Index, well, this has been on a roll. That's up a full 1%. And when we look at gains and losses around the globe here in the nearly in the middle of November, the Shanghai Composite Index is up 16.5% in U.S. dollar terms. So that's not at all bad, given that it had been a serial underperformer until beginning to pick up earlier this year. Now the whole China complex seems steady here, well, no, Taiwan was lower today, down 1.25%. The others, small moves here, nothing significant. Small moves and mixed, I should say, by the other Asia Pacific stock markets. Now, different story in Europe. Quite a bit of softness in here, and the big story really is Russian aggression in Ukraine. They're just moving in some fairly heavy armaments, and of course the buzzing with their aircraft, process, actually with their military aircraft, that process continues. So, Putin's upping the aggression, and some big hits here. Spain down 1.75%. The German DAX index down almost as much. Italy clobbered 2.87%. The Euro Stoxx 50 index down 1.85%. The Euro Banks index hit fairly hard. Against that background, the UK FTSE index, FTSE 100 index, it's only down a quarter of a percentage point in here today, but a lot of these big European markets, continental European markets, are quite weak. And in addition to that, let's see, we've got Wall Street. Well, it was little changed on the day here, and just a fraction, tiny fraction lower, less than a tenth of a percent, by the Dow and the S&P 500 index. But the NASDAQ Composite Index up a third of a percentage point. Canada a little higher, Mexico a little lower, Brazil a little higher. In long-dated government bonds, well, that's quiet there, really. The U.S. 10-year, and that just edged a fraction higher, 2.37%. And in currencies, a little more action there. The dollar index is steady in here again, nearly at 87.8. And we see, just looking at this, you see sterling slipped down to 1.2438 against the US dollar. Did I say sterling? I beg your pardon, that was euro. The euro down to 1.2438. Eight and sterling though was definitely weaker, and is at 1.578 against the greenback. Australian dollar, on the other hand, was a little bit firmer here, but small change. We're talking about 0.8717. The Chinese renminbi, which had really been firmer than the dollar, in recent months, up until about to the last 4 days ago, and it's slipped a little bit, but only a little bit. It doesn't look like there are no dynamics. It doesn't look like a significant move at this at this stage. But again, that's as I mentioned at the beginning on these currencies, that general tone for the greenback remains quite firm, and it's at an interesting level because we've got those 2007, 8, and 10 highs that occur on the US dollar index at just slightly higher levels, a little above the 88 level. And the Fed did intervene to help push the dollar back down back at those at those times. Okay, how did precious metals do against background of a strong dollar? Well, palladium has a small gain, a couple of dollars. And the silver market, it's just down a tiny bit. It's had a range here today of 1576 and a half to the upside and 1554 and a half to the downside. It's currently at 1566, and that's down just under 2 cents. Platinum a little lower, just under $3 lower at 1200 and nearly $1204. And gold also a little bit easier here, down $1.59 for bullion, and that's at 1162 and change. Crude oil, this was a new reaction low here for Brent. That's the important one, down to $79.82. That's down $1.87 here today. Still trading, of course, in the after-hours activity. The WTI just down a smaller, considerably smaller fraction at 76.92. But this situation of oversupply here certainly continues. And what I think we've got the OPEC meeting. Don't hold me to this, but I think it's on the is it on the 28th, 27th, 28th? We'll see. But still no evidence of recovery here yet, and particularly by that important Brent crude. Industrial metals, industrial metals a little bit softer here. Copper a fraction lower. And I think that's pretty much it. But no, did I mention? I didn't mention the. No, I did. Forgive me, forgive me. It's been a long day and a long week in here, so I won't waffle on. All the very best to all of you.